Does not wisdom cry out? Does not understanding raise her voice? She takes her stand on the heights and places her feet at the crossroads. At the gates of the city, she shouts, O men, I call to you. I cry out to the sons of men, she says. If you are simple, learn prudence. If you are a fool, find an understanding heart. Listen, for I speak excellent things. When I open my mouth, what is good comes forth. My lips know only truth, and wickedness disgusts me. Every word that I speak is righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse comes from me. What I say is plain to the one who seeks understanding. What I speak is right to those who seek knowledge. Better is my discipleship than silver. Better my judgment than choice gold. Yes, wisdom is more valuable than gemstones. Nothing that man desires may compare with her. My own translation of Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. And as we spoke about last week a little bit, wisdom in the early part of the book of Proverbs is personified. That is, she is given attributes that normally we would reserve for people, for a person. She talks, right? She cries out at the marketplace. She gives advice. She's a person. And from the earliest days, the church has understood that this means or connects to what St. John the Apostle wrote in his gospel about this word, this knowledge, this eternal logos, this permanent truth, who is a person, who was with God in the beginning, and who is God as well, who we now understand through the mystery of the incarnation has become the man, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who this proverb is about. That's who this wisdom is who cries out. That's who this person is who stands at the crossroads of history itself, not hiding in a corner, not off as a hermit in the mountains or in the desert, but right in the heart of every civilization, shouting, crying, come to me, all you who labor and are weary with the burdens of this life, and I will give you rest. If you don't understand why the world isn't working, then listen to the words of Jesus. They will give you prudence. They will give you perspective. If you know, which few do, but if you've begun to learn to know that you don't know as much as you think you should, if you might just recognize there's a bit of fool in you, then listen to the words of Jesus and find understanding. He speaks good things. His words made the heavens and the earth. They declare things to be and they are, and his will is not condemnation. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He wants to do good to the children of mankind. He wants to adopt us, to make us his own. He wants to speak and have good come forth. That's why he says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Every word that he speaks is the right word. And they're spoken for you. They're spoken without crookedness or perverseness, so that both in his law and in his gospel, he might restore, renew, regenerate, take over, transform, revive, awaken you. You to the darkness of this age, and you to the light that has dawned in him. Him as a man walking amongst the shore of Galilee and the roads of Judea, and him now as more wisdom, more words, crying out at the crossroads of this age, speaking knowledge, discipleship, that's better than silver and gold, that gives you more than you could ever stockpile or hoard. Your barns, no matter how big they might become will one day be taken from you, and you do not know to whom they will go. All that you store up and keep for yourself and prepare for that day of calamity and trouble, well, one day the calamity will be too great. And what will become of all that you have done striving after the wind? But the words of Jesus, even though you perish like the grass, even though you sprout like a flower and then fade in the noonday sun, the words of Jesus endure forever. And when those words come and speak good to you, when they beatitude you, when they bless you, when they bind themselves to you, say as they do in the waters of holy baptism, marking you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified, well then, geez, they are better than silver and of much more value to you than choice gold. Yes, Jesus is of more value than the finest gemstones in all the world. Nothing that you desire could ever possibly compare with him. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, back after a few messages from our supporters.